Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We got Civil War coming up. It'll be mañana, 12:30, right here on the Fan. Pre-game coverage starts at 6 a.m. with the center and the saint. The center in that group, or I guess he's the saint. I guess Will Darkins is the saint.
I don't think it's clear these days anymore.
Yeah. Luke's the center. He always has been.
Back in the day when it was Luke and
so I guess,
Keith Hill.
I guess by default, Will Darkins is the saint. That's a stretch.
That's terrifying.
But former Oregon State Beaver Will Darkins is going to be on the air at 6 a.m. And we're leading you up all the way to a 12:30 kick. Dirt and Q are going to take the air at 10 a.m. Or excuse me. My gosh, 8 a.m. and take you to 10:30, where network coverage will start leading you up to a 12:30 kick down at Research Stadium. First road game for the Oregon Ducks. It'll be interesting to see how they react. They have flirted with disaster and found success at home through the first 2 weeks. But going on the road, especially a hostile environment, it's going to be a different beast, man. It'll be a far different animal when you go to Research Stadium tomorrow.
I am going to be interested to see what that environment looks like down there. Like, genuinely, I'm sitting there going, what does this look like? Is it a level of hostility that really rings out? Is it louder than it was in the past because of the vitriol and the new stands? And I really hope it's nasty as hell. Genuinely.
Yeah.
I know there's Beaver fans out there that are really just torn and they shouldn't play this game, bleep the Ducks, blah, 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 blah. Turn it into tackling fuel.
Sorry, that's all sour grapes, little brother syndrome.
I mean, just turn it into another reason you hate them. That's more fun.
And this game is going to be kind of what most of this rivalry has come down to, which is which team runs the ball better. I mean, you have a wealth of skill guys on the outside for Oregon. Dylan Gabriel has been wildly efficient. We saw him uncork the deep ball last week against Boise State, connecting on a couple, missing on two. But this game comes down to who can run the ball better and which front stands up on the defensive side, too. Oregon State, through the first 2 weeks, they have seen a lot of pass-happy attacks playing from behind for San Diego State. Pretty much led to that for the majority of the game. But this will be who can run the ball better. And for Oregon, it has been self-inflicted wounds have gone a long way with their struggles offensively running the football. And Dan Lanning talked about that yesterday on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
You know, I think the biggest thing is we've shot ourselves in the foot, a couple times when we've had, successful plays going and they get called back because of a penalty here or miscommunication here. So it's certainly something you have to be a successful team. And we'll see what it looks like on Saturday. Our guys have done a good job this week in practice. It's got to carry over to the games, though.
It will be really interesting to see what rotation on the offensive line we see, how much rotation we do see on the offensive line. Lanning said on his Monday night press conference, we have always kind of worked in rotations, and they have. Like, he's not blowing smoke. But finding the combination that fits is this year's message and key, where in years past it was fresh bodies and all of them were playing assignment football and they had good chemistry and continuity. I really do think in the second half, Oregon did find a rotation and a group that worked going left to right with Josh Connerly, Nishad Strother, Poncho Laulu, Marcus Harper at right guard, and then right tackle is Johnny Cornelius. When you run for 93 yards and a half, you're doing something right. And it will be interesting for me to see what that rotation looks like heading into this game, which group is out there first, which group plays the longest, how many snaps of a true rotation we do see. Because the expectation was last week that Matthew Bedford, the Indiana transfer, would be back. Where does he fit in to that offensive line rotation? Whether it is at a starting position, which most people expected him to be at entering the year, or as a backup in rotation, how many snaps do we see of him? Those things are at the forefront because you cannot beat this Oregon State team without running the football. Full stop. Like, that is what every single one of these rivalry games comes down to. That is a successful marker of every team that goes on the road and wins is running the football. And the Beavs have been very good up to this point. But I think for Oregon running the ball offensively, it's paramount because it's been framed as like Oregon is this scary monster up front on the defensive side of the ball that nobody can penetrate. That hasn't been the truth. I thought they've played really well, but especially in the Boise game, and not allowing the big chunk yards against Idaho on the ground. But it's not like there haven't been yards to be had.
Sure.
And for Oregon State, with Jam Griffin and Anthony Hankerson, they have been outstanding.
They have two really good running backs. They have a good offensive line. They've got an NFL guy on that line that you can run behind. I mean, their identity is going to be in this game. How do we keep Oregon's offense off the field? Because they did start to show that they had figuring things out, like you said, in the second half, both on the ground and with Dylan Gabriel. They've got weapons on the explosive side that we saw with Holden breaking the 59-yarder last week. Like, Oregon State's recipe for winning in this matchup has always been grind ducks to dust. Well, how many times did they run it 2 years ago in a row?
22?
Yeah, it was somewhere, in the 19, 20, 20.
Yeah.
That's the recipe. And that's when they had more skilled players on the outside. Now you know exactly what it's going to be. And I'm very interested to see just how Oregon reacts and how proactive they are in containing all of
that. And with all of that being said, if Oregon doesn't shoot themselves in the foot, Bill Connolly of ESPN, he has been saying Oregon's offense is one of the most efficient in college football. They move the ball down the field and they don't have a lot of negative plays. Where the negative plays happen are crippling for them.
Unforced turnovers.
Well, it's sacks and penalties on first down plays that have killed them. On the Patrick Herbert fumble, yeah, absolutely. That's one where you go, goodness gracious, you know, a guy who does not fumble, you're marching the ball down the field. You're going to, in that drive, in that situation, they were getting yards, not just in grinding it out. They were getting yards in chunks.
Yeah.
And they had been getting yards in chunks. It was on the heels of a Tez Johnson punt return. And then that you're going to go up 14 points in that game. Boom, you fumble right there. That is a self-inflicted wound. You had sacks getting you behind the sticks, that is a self-inflicted wound. You have penalties where Noah Whittington squirts out to the outside, picks up a first down, boom, you back it up 10 yards, you're behind the sticks again. Self-inflicted wounds. If Oregon plays you don't have to play a perfectly clean game. If you clean up half of the mistakes that we've seen with Idaho and Boise State, then we're looking at this completely differently. But they haven't showed that they could do it through the first 2 weeks. And that is kind of the message that Oregon has got to be pounding home, is we cannot continue to go down this road time and time again.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Play to the strengths of your offensive playmakers. Play to the strengths of your offensive line. And maybe this Oregon team doesn't look like the Oregon team that we have seen in years past with Bo Nix behind center. Your quarterback has a different skill set. Your offensive line are tailored differently. You have a depth of weapons on the outside. Maybe it does look a little bit different this week in kind of finding your rhythm over the course of 60 minutes.
It's only been 2 weeks. Do you think the Ducks have an identity yet?
No.
Is that the biggest thing that needs to come out of this week besides a win? Is they need to have an identity. Going into week four,
it just needs to be clean.
Kind of weird. Well,
they have a bye week next week, so you need to be clean. You've got to be clean.
Mm.
I think that with that comes your identity, and it has always been run first, right? Because think of all these drives that have kind of stopped, and I think balance with Will Stein has always kind of been at the forefront, right? It's not like Chip Kelly where it is establish a run, soften them up, play action over the top. And it's not, you know, Chip's identity was obviously speed, run the football, take your shots deep over the top, right?
Yeah.
We saw Mario Cristobal's identity was run the ball between the tackles, then run the ball between the tackles, and then run the ball between the tackles, and then maybe let your top five quarterback throw the ball
occasionally
downfield, right? With Will Stein in last year, it was, we are going to use balance. We are going to keep you on your heels with an RPO game where we always have an answer to you, and there's always the offshoot. And you saw Boise State did a really good job of taking away a lot, or attempting to take away a lot of the underneath stuff that Idaho had. And what did Dylan Gabriel do? He adjusted. When you take away the underneath, there were the shots downfield, right? But and those were open, and those were being connected on. And there was also Dylan Gabriel used his legs a little bit more against Boise State, which was good to see, because with the layering of the offense, with the way that they have the options available to you, it is, we have a beater built in at some level of this defense or offense towards the defense. It's also in the run game, too, with tagging the RPOs on both sides, right? You have man beater on one side, RPO, zone beater on the other side with the RPO if the run game number count doesn't tell you you should hand the ball off. Like, there are options with everything they do. Sure. It is not shooting yourself in the foot, whether that is making the incorrect read, making the incorrect line call, or penalties.
If they squeak out of this and they turnovers. Shoot themselves in the foot again, you're worried, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because then you're sitting there.
Your identity is that you can't screw it up.
That's a quarter of the season, and that becomes that's a discipline issue, right? And, you know, that's the far tougher thing to clean up, right? Right now, it's like you're looking at going correctable mistakes, but correctable mistakes turn into a trend, and they turn into your identity really quickly as a team. That's why it's been kind of flirting with disaster, finding success. That's what I've called these first two games. But you think of three games over a 12-game season, quarter of your season. It's a pretty good indicator of where you're at.
Thankfully, you do have the bye week,
yep,
where maybe Dan Lanning visiting the doctor gets real toxic,
mm-hmm,
and I imagine it would.
Yeah.
At least you've got that.
Yeah. I mean, the panic meter's still low because you sit there and you go, all right, did we see a lot of the same mistakes from week one as we did in week two? No. But you found new ones.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're finding new ways to screw up, that becomes a problem. It's like, oh.
And for that simplifies things for Oregon State, though. Because for Oregon State, it's not like you have this behemoth that is a top five team coming in that has just been a buzzsaw through teams, mm-hmm, and like hot knife through butter. It is, if we play our game and we play consistently, because that has kind of been the beacon of Oregon State through, mm-hmm, the first 2 weeks, is they've been consistent,
yeah,
in everything they do. If we play with consistency and there's variation on the other side, that gives us a chance.
It opens things up.
Gives you a chance. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think Oregon State fans and this Oregon State team should have a lot of optimism about what's coming in at Reser Stadium tomorrow. Is that
a sold out Reser?
So standing room is sold out then, yeah, too? Because they said they sold out late last week?
They just pushed the sold out.
Perfect.
On the account.
So. It'll be, so that means every seat, yeah, in that building is gone. Which it's going to be fun, man.
Good.
Well, yeah. I mean, this rivalry deserves to be sold out. 35,000 tickets.
No.
It should be sold, yes, out. It should be the biggest game
in
Reser Stadium. Yeah. Done. Full stop. Like, I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be a great environment. I think it could play out to be a really good game tomorrow. Yeah, I'll be on the sidelines. So if you see me, if you're a Duck or a Beaver, just yell at me.
Throw a tortilla at him.
No, don't throw.
Make sure you get it wet first.
No, don't do that.
Just soak it in the cup.
No,
Reese's makes tortillas, don't they?
Mm. Make burritos.
Mm. Ooh, frozen burritos.
No, do not throw frozen burritos.
Their potato salad is delightful, especially the deviled egg version.
Oh, it is tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. That's got some good girth to it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Old Reese.
Throw that.
Really good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.